Cecil, Hare Krishna. I wonder if you've heard about Cecil, if you've been seen the news lately, then you will have noticed that he's there on the front pages. He is, or rather was, a beautiful lion, male lion in Zimbabwe National Park, and he was a favorite amongst tourists, safari tourists. And just recently, last week, some American dentist, who's a hunter, shot him. He paid $50,000 for a hunting expedition, including a license, and he shot Cecil. It appears that he shot him illegally, or that he wasn't actually licensed to do Cecil where he was, and so on. And, of course, he already left Zimbabwe, and he's in America. His guides are in court and facing a potentially 15-year court sentence. And the dentist is not faring much better in that this information has gotten out. It's all over on the social medias, Facebook and so on, in the news. And so he hasn't been able to go back to his practice because he's got people picketing out there and protesting. And even the Zimbabwe government want him extradited, which is quite extraordinary. They want him extradited to face trial in Zimbabwe. And how long this is going to be before the situation blows over and this dentist is going to be able to resume his practice, and probably with a much reduced clientele, because he's a hunter and there's pictures of him with so many different trophies. So he's really getting a reaction. And whereas we are certainly against hunting and sympathize with poor Cecil's plight, especially he shot him with a crossbow, and then Cecil wasn't dead, finally had to be chased and shot with a gun, and they cut his head off and skinned him, so pretty horrid. But the real horrid part is this phenomenal human cry that's going on about this one animal, whereas at the same time, millions upon millions of animals just in the course of this 1 week are being led to the slaughterhouse. Cows, sheep, chickens, fish, you know what they are, you name it. They're killing them and they're eating them. No one's making a stir about that. Or, of course, they are. Some people are making a stir, people who are animal rights, or more precisely, vegetarians are making a stir about that, about animal slaughter. But I'm just trying to point to the inequality and the unfairness, the blindness and the hypocrisy of people, that they make such a big ado about one animal, but they could care less about millions of others. Why not? Just because, say, a cow or a goat or a pig doesn't look as handsome as Cecil, that means he deserves less protection. If people were up in arms in the same way about all kinds of animal slaughter and animal cruelty, then we'd have a much more peaceful world. But they're not. And it's such a foolish society that we live in, such a fool's paradise. People have such twisted sense of values, and I'm sure some listeners may have had that experience. I have when talking to people who are into animal rights and protecting animals. And the first question I ask them is whether they're vegetarians. And when they're not, they're really stumped. They don't know what to say. And, of course, most part of the world is not vegetarian, and probably a good portion of the people who are protesting and the media is making hay with this whole news item are also not vegetarians. And they want to go to the extent of actually extraditing this dentist back to Zimbabwe, which is a pretty extraordinary thing. But no one's extraditing anybody for killing cows. Who cares about all of those poor cows that are going to the slaughterhouse? Who's giving them shelter? Who wants revenge for them? And of course, Krishna and material nature will extract that revenge. But here are these foolish people on their path to hell and protesting about some very, very minor, comparatively minor, violence that's going on, while they're responsible for much greater extents of violence. This is Kali Yuga. And the story of Cecil exemplifies what a Hippocratic world we live in. This is hypocrisy to the extreme. And of course, that's what Kali Yuga means, the age of hypocrisy. So that's Cecil. And if you want to know more, you can see him on the internet. He was a beautiful creature. Hare Krishna.